Hello everyone and welcome back to a Tanisha.com podcast. Today we are answering the age-old question. Is the colour that I'm seeing the same colour that you're seeing? In this life, there are certain questions to which we may never know the definitive answer. For example, is there life after death? Where do butterflies go at night? Do we have free will? Did Taylor Swift and Harry Styles commit vehicular manslaughter together? Why do we ignore the fact that dragonflies are literally aliens? How do earphones tangle themselves up in your pocket? I know you are, but what am I? And of course, today's subject, is your red actually my blue? These are all equally important questions, and some are more answerable than others, but we must pick our battles ultimately. So today, let's talk about colours. Colour to me is the single most expressive stimuli available to the human mind. If you look at my Instagram, it's not too hard to tell that I pay a lot of attention to colour and its many purposes when taking and editing photos. At some point in my early adolescence, I believe my 15th birthday, I received Connor Franta's first autobiography, Work in Progress, as a present. I'd been asking for it for a while because at the time he was one of my favourite YouTubers. The other one was Lily Singh, who now has a talk show, so I guess I have good taste. But before TikTok, we watched YouTubers. My attention span was a lot longer back then. He still is my favourite YouTuber, to clarify. I will only click on a YouTube notification if it is Connor Franta's video. Anyway, there's this passage in there where he describes the things that he looks for when he's hunting for a photo. He talks about patterns, textures, angles, contrasts, and colour. Connor Franta nowadays has become probably the most significant inspiration to me, photography-wise. Still, at that point, I hadn't given it much thought. Of course, some photos are better off in black and white, but even then, the absence of colour facilitates the photo's story. It probably emphasises the patterns or reinforces the mood which inspired the image in the first place. I could make a very meticulous playlist based on what I think sounds like each colour. I could tell you a particular song, movie, person, and so on embodies any given colour and be so sure of my answer. The association between colour and mood is a very significant one. It's very strong in my mind. I think about it all the time. I know it isn't necessarily the case for everyone to that extent, but you've been taught at some point that specific colours represent certain things. For example, when you're in primary school, you were probably told that blue is sad and red is anger and yellow is happy. And we assume that everyone has this base level understanding, but do we really? Is the colour that I see the same colour that you see? I've had many a conversation on the topic with no definitive conclusion ever being reached. However, for those who haven't had the pleasure of contemplating the idea, today is your lucky day. If I asked you what colour a strawberry is, you'd most likely tell me red, right? And if I ask you what colour is the sky, you'd probably tell me blue. Firstly, you'd be incorrect. Colour isn't real, our minds make it up. You perceive light with your eyes, that information goes to your brain, and your brain decides what colour the refraction of light is. Our minds process things in different ways, according to our personal background and experiences. Not to mention, the number and the shape of photoreceptors in each human eye varies quite a bit person to person. We experience taste, scent, and sound in slightly different ways from each other, so it's not unfathomable that the same can be said for colour. The difference is that there's no real way to measure this, and if there were, it probably wouldn't be worth the money involved to create the experiment. That said, we aren't entirely different organisms. We do all have the same parts and systems, so it's unlikely that my red is your blue, and more likely that my royal blue is your light blue. Of course, there are a few clear pieces of evidence that we definitely see colour differently. For example, some people are colourblind, and your grandfather will probably look at something that's violet and swear on his life that it's pink. Regardless, we may never know for sure, because so far, our only method of understanding each other is through language. Suppose you read the epilogue of 1984, like they made you do in year 12, and you retain the information, or you just for some reason read any essay by George Orwell. You'd understand that language directly correlates with the production of ideas. Limiting language means limiting thought. In this case, we have no other real way of describing what colour looks like to us apart from its name, regardless of how we actually see it. It is interesting to think about, though. One day, perhaps we will abolish this economic system that doesn't support unprofitable curiosity, and technology will catch up to Black Mirror. We will be able to immerse ourselves into another person's experience of life. Without thinking too hard on the potential problems in that scenario, I think it's a fantastic idea. On the other hand, maybe we just need to develop new words. That is all for this week. Thank you for listening. Follow, share, like, whatever you're doing or whatever platform you're on, whatever device you're using. I will talk to you in 2 weeks, I think. Thank you for listening again. Bye.